As the Omicron wave hits the world, Eastern European countries are tackling surging cases amid low vaccination rates. Among them is Bosnia and Herzegovina, where over 500,000 vaccines are expiring due to low uptake. Even as hospitals fill up, pro-vaccination campaigns are struggling to change people's minds. Dunja Karagic has more.
In Bosnia and Herzegovina's capital city, Sarajevo, anti-vaccine campaigner Jagoda Savic is among the majority of the population yet to receive a COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm not vaccinated because until I will know the complete documentation of every vaccine who I'm using against COVID, I can't believe that this vaccine can help.
For Jagoda Savic, the decision not to get vaccinated is influenced by a lack of trust in the government and health authorities.
We have severe lack of belief. This is only one reason that people don't obey health authorities.
In an emergency ward in Bosnia and Herzegovina's third largest city, Dr. Nermin Šehić has spent much of the pandemic run off his feet, at times working up to 24 hours a day attending to COVID-19 patients.
There's been a lot of chaos in our emergency department. At the very beginning, much of the healthcare system closed, and we as emergency department were the only functional part of the healthcare systems.
While he says the situation has improved in time, he is one of the many healthcare workers now worried about the rising number of Omicron cases.
There's been a huge rise in cases. We expect the situation to further deteriorate.
The small Eastern European country of around 3 million people is still suffering the economic and social impacts of the devastating Bosnian War of the 90s, which left behind a fractured healthcare system and a vulnerable population.
There is a much older people in Bosnia because a lot of younger people, due to an unstable political situation, try to find its luck overseas. And with age comes a lot of other diseases. COVID showed us that in combination with other diseases, it can be very serious.
Adding to Dr. Nermin Šehić's concern is the country's low vaccination rate.
We have a number of cases in a hospital that are not vaccinated. About 80% of people who develop a rather difficult clinical presentation are not vaccinated.
Bosnia and Herzegovina has one of Europe's lowest vaccination rates. Health experts say exact numbers are difficult to determine because a number of residents were vaccinated in neighbouring countries last year. But available governmental data suggests that less than 30% of the eligible population have received two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. It's a number that troubles Dr. Erwin Korman, the World Health Organization's special representative in the country.
Two-thirds population has never been vaccinated. That makes them much more vulnerable. We know that Omicron, it likely spreads much faster than other variants. And this is very much worrying, particularly in a population which is so much unvaccinated.
So why is the vaccination rate so low? Initially, the country struggled to secure enough vaccines. But Dr. Erwin Korman says supply is no longer the problem. He says that the country now has sufficient vaccines to vaccinate two-thirds of the population, but over 500,000 doses have now expired.
There should not be an issue anymore of supply of vaccines. Unfortunately, some of the vaccines in the meantime have expired, and that's even more painful knowing that so many people are not vaccinated and that these vaccines could have saved so many or could have prevented so much disease, but that is also reality.
In Bosnia and Herzegovina, the reasons for vaccine hesitancy are complex, ranging from misinformation online, fears about negative side effects, and mistrust in institutions.
So trust in institutions is also an important predictor for vaccine intentions.
Dr. Sanjin Musa is the head of epidemiology at the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina's Public Health Department. He says that for Bosnia and Herzegovina, it's a problem with a long history and no easy solution. Vaccine hesitancy in the country is not only fueled by COVID-19 vaccines. It was an issue with other diseases such as measles in the past.
We have to go totally back to the school, I would say, you know. We have to improve education about the communicable disease, about prevention, how to recognize disinformation, and how to rebuild the trust in public health system. So it's definitely a process, and you have to deal it in time.
But he says Bosnia and Herzegovina isn't alone in its low vaccination rate.
For example, in Bulgaria, it's 30%, 40% in Romania, a bit more than 50%, Croatia, Slovenia. So this is something that we have definitely that phenomenon of this lower vaccination coverage in this region, comparing to the western part of the Europe.
Vaccine hesitancy has left Balkan countries behind in the race to get vaccinated. In Bosnia and Herzegovina, the World Health Organization is teaming up with local public health organizations, the government, and NGOs to encourage people to get vaccinated. Local celebrities and religious leaders have been rolled out to promote vaccine benefits. The WHO's Dr. Erwin Korman again.
We can always do more, we can always do better, but we have done some tremendous efforts to improve or to make the vaccination uptake more popular. But ultimately, the freedom was given to the people. Never they went to a point to make it mandatory. And maybe the time has come to think about more mandatory measures.
Back in Bosnia's capital, Sarajevo, vaccine skeptic Jagoda Savic says she'll consider a vaccine when she feels she can trust the process.
If we organize some very serious actions, a lot of people will have much more faith and belief in the health system.
As emergency doctor Nermin Šehić prepares for the next COVID-19 wave to rip through his country, he's urging authorities to do more.
Government and health authorities should do more to establish a viable and usable campaign to inform people and educate them about benefits of vaccination. It's not about people themselves, it's about society as a whole.
That's Dr. Nermin Šehić ending that report by Dunja Karagic, explaining some of the reasons for the low vaccination rates in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And it's a wider issue for the Balkan region, as she's talked there. It became, of course, apparent during the Novak Djokovic deportation scandal, which unfolded in the last couple of weeks.